I'd like to call the City of Franklin Common Council meeting for March 6th to order. Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Let's stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like everyone to remain standing for Mr. Mayor has an announcement, please.
I'd like to ask for a moment of silence for Al Block. Many of us knew Al. He was a 50-year resident of Franklin and kind of a fixture around the area. He was one of the first teachers of the founding faculty at Franklin High School when Franklin High School was built in the 60s. He was a teacher and a coach. He worked his way up through administration, was the director of instruction for many, many years, and he retired in the 90s as the interim superintendent. He was also a member and a longtime leader in our Franklin Historical Society, and many of you may have seen him there too. So Al died just the other day. He was also a veteran of the World War II and of the Korean War. So if you join me in a moment of silence.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Citizen comment period. Is there anyone out there that would like to speak to the Common Council? Yes, sir. Your name and address, please, for the record.
Brian Grandaugh, 9231 South 54th Street, and that's within the Autumn Ridge Condominium Association. Question for you regarding the John's disposal. I don't really have a lot of information on this, so this kind of caught me at last moment. But will the yearly opt-out provision remain in effect for this renewal?
I see a nod from the city engineer that yes, that will.
Okay. Okay. And the costs, if we opted out, that we would avoid are the trash collection listed on the tax rolls, or what fees would we be able to opt out?
I don't have that data. Mr. Merrill, could you address that question?
Yes, each condo owner would avoid the tax annual tax bill that would include your trash, but then you'd have to, as a group, collect for find someone else to provide collection for you.
Right. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Nate.
Good evening.
Hello. I need your name and address too.
My name is Nate Austin. I'm the municipal account representative from John's Disposal. Mostly, I wanted to come to the meeting tonight. I know you guys are discussing the resolution, and I know that you approved the extended contract to John's, and primarily I just wanted to say thank you. I will stick around if there are any questions regarding that. I've had a really good experience working with Glenn to keep this moving forward. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Nate. And I know that you'd be available. We've got intentions of moving that item up, so we'll probably handle that first thing. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'm going to close the citizen comment period. Just as a formality, just to let you know, as sitting in for the mayor, I will be voting not as an alderman, but to vote as the Common Council President for the mayor.
Acting mayor.
Acting mayor. Okay. Approval of the minutes for February 19th, 2018. I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None against? The vote is 5 in favor. None against?
Motion passes.
Hearings? There weren't any hearings. Organizational business? There is no organizational business. No letters and petitions. The mayor made it nice and easy for me. So item G1 on page 9. Police department donations for the from the Franklin Police Citizen Academy alumni in the amount of $1,100 to be dispersed amongst the canine donations.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. Item 2, page 11. Resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and a part of the review and approval.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None? The vote passes. 5 in favor, none against. Let's see. Page 23. Resolution authorizing certain officials to accept conservation easements for and as part of the review of the approval of the site plan for the dental clinic development for property located at 7215 West Rawson Avenue. Do I have a motion on that matter?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor. None against. G4. Sorry, Nate. We're going fast, so we'll just keep her going. Contract General Code. This is UDO LLC for UDO Development.
I'll make the motion for codification.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none? Are all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 5 in favor. None against. The motion passes. Item 5, page 49. It is a resolution to make a grant application request for $7,500 from the Bay Lake East Central Wisconsin and Northwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Great
Motion
Lakes Basin.
To adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor. None against. Item 6, page 59, is an authorize a computing platform change for the Franklin Fire Department, migrating away from the Panasonic TouchBooks.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is in favor. 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. G7, authorization to purchase a hardline scuba communication system.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G8 is a resolution to modify the extended contract with John's Disposal Services, Inc., for refusal or refuse collection, disposal, and recycle from through January 18th through December 31, 2022. Do I have a motion on this
so
matter?
Move.
Second.
Acting Mayor.
And we'll go for additional. There's questions and discussion. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Quite a few typos and errors and. There are some questions on clarification on the condominiums. The contract says that there is this opt-out that's going to end. Will that be changed?
Yeah. This afternoon, Mr. Liberta contacted me with some of your comments on typos and so forth. Those are all carryovers from the 2012 contract, and we can take care of those. The 2012 reference is something that we have a change to provide for each year, so we can, as I indicated earlier, we'll change that from 2012 to October 31st or November 1st of each year, I think is how it reads. So.
Okay. Well, you know, some of the things are typos, but it's really hard to get the gist of the contract when it says detailing the cost items contained in item 5, 4S, and there is no 4S. And then I go, payment of these items shall be included in the cost items A through I above, and there's no A through I above. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time of understanding what the contract says and means when these things aren't even accurate. So
I will have to go back and look at the previous contract to figure out what references those were made to.
So. I know, and so now you're asking me to vote on something that I can't even reference back. So
I guess I have to just put our faith that the city attorney is going to be. Is he part of a motion on this for review?
Yes.
Legal review and technical corrections? And then what about the list of associations that are in there? Will that also be part of those corrections?
Correct. As you pointed out, there's a few that has the wrong contact person. We can make those changes. And then specifically Homes on the Park 1, they opted out this past year. So we'll make that.
Right. And I had a conversation with them. They were opting out based on a letter from the previous engineer that told them that the city's fee were going to be like $104 a year, but they failed to say that it was 24 units. So somebody might want to get those costs to them and make sure that they know what their services are, because the contract on page, let's see, I think it's on page 17, says service type, and maybe the gentleman from Johns can answer this. It says dumpsters rental with an asterisk, but there's no asterisk to tell me what that means. Could we have him address the council?
Yes, we can. Do we have to suspend, Madam Clerk?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Okay, Nate, why don't you come up to the table? And so then you and Glenn can share.
Yeah, essentially, when we took over the contract, some condominium associations had decided to purchase their own dumpsters, meaning the ones that are emptied with a front load or a rear load truck. Mm-hmm. And John's essentially said, we'll allow you to continue to use these, or if you don't have them, you can use ours. Or the other option being you can have the same type collection that Homes get within the city, which mm-hmm. is automated recycling and manual garbage. So some rent from us our containers, which means we're responsible for the upkeep. Homes on the Park 1, I visited today, has 4 of our dumpsters, but it also has some curbside collection. So they're all a little bit different.
Well, there's 2 separate units there.
Right.
So one is in and one is now opting out, but they were understanding the contract with you is that you are picking them up under the contract between you or the contract with the city. That's the part that they don't understand.
The ones that are listed on pages 16, 17, 18, et cetera, mm-hmm. those are included in the municipal billing unless they're otherwise listed. And if they say not serviced by John's disposal, that means that those are not included in the municipal billing.
I understand that, but what is Homes on the Park getting for the billing? If they're not getting containers through you and they're renting dumpsters through you, what are they getting for the billing? And they're renting recycling through you. So what are they getting for the billing price on the tax bill?
They're getting regular weekly garbage and every other week recycling service through us.
Through the contract with the city?
Correct.
Okay, so that's the part that they didn't, no one could answer in the city, and no one could answer that before. So is that going to change now that they opt out? Is that going to change?
Yes.
And see, they didn't get that information. So they were understanding that their contract with you included the pickup and the price of the dumpsters.
They do not have a contract with us. They pay us monthly rental for the dumpsters. They're
right.
included in the municipal
when
contract.
Done.
My understanding is that in 2012, when John's disposal came in and took over the contract, the language originally said you can opt out before November 1,
right.
2012, that specific year, because there were a few that were serviced with the small little scooter-type vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So John's, essentially my father-in-law, the owner, said, we're going to allow for you to opt out. The continual opt out is actually really bad for us. I hope that we don't see a lot of associations drop out, because that would hurt us. You know, mm-hmm. when you bid this, you're bidding on the whole thing typically. If there are special needs that people need to opt out or really want to, or they're really unhappy with our service, okay, you know, that's, but that opt, the opt out's a little bit dangerous of you can just opt out. And those people are paying the city for municipal service. We just provide it in several different ways, some with the carts, some with dumpsters.
So, because I know that the gentleman that spoke is in Autumn Ridge, and they have kind of the same thing, is people aren't really understanding the full thing of what they're getting at the city if they opt in or out, because it makes it look on the service type that the dumpsters, rentals, that they're getting something, but they're not. They're privately renting these dumpsters from you.
Correct.
On a private agreement between you, not a city agreement.
No agreement for the dumpster rental. You're essentially saying if you want to stay with the municipal program and you want to use our containers, we're going to rent you the containers. If you want to buy your own, we'll take that rental away. If you want to opt out of the program altogether, then that association is on the hook to find themselves a hauler. And they could contract privately with us, but I can candidly tell you that the better price is to stay on the municipal program.
I think Paul Ratzenberg, you got the letter, and I think they did that based on not understanding that. So somebody should get the people the correct information on this, because Glenn couldn't answer the questions. Paul can answer. How can a resident make a decision on that when no one really understood what the opting in and out meant? So I guess right now they're on the list. Maybe you should double check with them, tell them the full facts before you remove them from the list.
Actually, they did request to opt out this past year. So when the taxes went out this year, none of those residents were billed for the services. So we are in the process of telling Johns to discontinue service, but I understand you left too late to see the email today, but I did answer your question. And maybe the option is that if the association would like to continue the contract with Johns for this year and then opt back in this fall, that would be fine. We could talk about that, but
okay.
They've already opted out.
So this is just really bad. The association has paid for 6 or 8 years without using the city services because they were contracting. There were no brush pickup or anything.
No. They actually used the John's containers, which is what you were renting. So you were billed. I say you, the association was billed $90 per month, so you're billed quarterly, so $270 a year or per quarter. They were billed for the use of those containers. In addition, you received trash and recycled service, so you did receive those services.
They were under the standing that they were paying through there because their bill said services with the dumpsters, and there's a new president of the association now, and she did not understand that. So I don't think that they meant to send a letter to opt out. Now, if the previous contract was under, told them they couldn't opt out and they had to opt out by 12, can they legally opt out anyway at this point?
We had multiple ones opt out, and we've made it clear that it needs, in fact, it may have been direction to allow that, but it needs to be done by November 1st, so when the tax bills are sent out, that they're accordingly.
Okay.
And there was no letter sent out this past year with association.
Right.
So
when is the opt-in?
Well, it'd have to be November, by November 1st, and you can opt in for next year.
So for the people that opted out that didn't know there would be an extra fee, how are you going to service that? Because they're still using your dumpsters.
We'll provide the exact same rate that they're getting right now for the year until they can opt back into the program.
All right.
But instead of paying on your taxes, you have to pay Johns directly for that service for 2018.
All right. Well, that's...
Who's going to bill them, Mr. Rosenberg?
Johns. If they want to continue the service and didn't understand what the opt-out meant, why not just bill them for the service, because they've been getting the service for the first 2 months of the year. We're already in the first week of the third month. Okay. Just bill them the annual charge as if they never asked to opt out, and then nothing's changed.
Yes.
I think someone should discuss with the association, because I really don't want to be involved in that whole contract part.
Okay.
But I just want it needs to be clear for the people that have that strange situation with units. Some people have rented, some people don't. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Alderwoman, I believe that they're going to resolve the issue. I know that there are a couple other aldermen that want to have to chime in, so Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. So I think this chart's kind of confusing as part of the problem, and so it needs to be cleaned up, I think. I think it should be some way where you show us, you know, you show who has opted out, and that's this whole separate category. And then I think it should also show us who is contracted then privately with Johns, and then also who is contracted with someone other than Johns. Because to me it seems just strange that if – is my understanding that if you have an agreement with Johns or with through the city, are they renting the actual dumpsters? Like they have to pay for – are they being billed separately as association, even with the $104 on their tax bill? Are they being billed for the rental? They have to pay for that too.
If they are renting containers from us, some, like I said, some own them, some have curbside collection just like you have at your house.
Well, I don't pay for my dumpster, my garbage cans. I'm not paying for them. So why are they paying for them?
You have a recycling can.
I don't pay for that.
Exactly. You don't pay for a recycling can, but you don't have a trash can.
Oh, we don't have a trash can. Right, but that's our own. Okay. So some people actually paid to rent your trash cans?
And recycle.
The dumpsters. The dumpsters.
Big dumpster.
But some have curbside pickup. So are they renting your?
No.
No, they're not.
Those people,
they're treated the same as me if they have the.
Same as a home, correct.
So some condo owners have curbside pickup and some have dumpsters.
Correct.
So I think you almost have to put like one category of curbside pickup condos, one category of. So treat them differently, at least to explain to us which are dumpsters and which are curbside. And then some have a combination, don't they? So this is really. Yeah. This is confusing. I think that's part of the problem. And I wonder how much money are people saving going to a private contractor? Like you're ready here. You're here 5 days a week in the city of Franklin. How much are they saving if they are opting out and going with a private entity? I mean, it's $104.
They would have to determine that, but I'm going to tell you that I think it's probably not high. And